In this video, I'm going to show you how to make this baby or newborn penguin here. And I'm using these two as a size comparison. I made that for my daughter with the bow. So you can see, you can make it out of gray and white or black and white. But I chose black and white here for the baby because mostly penguins are black and white. So let's get started. And we're gonna start with the feet, and we're gonna take a single rubber band, and well, you could always start with your loom in that configuration. And let's start with our feet. We're gonna take a single rubber band and wrap around four times around your hook. Again, another single, wrap around four times around your hook. So that's two rubber bands wrapped around four times, and you're gonna take a single rubber band and you're going to pull that four, the two singles that was looped around four times onto that single rubber band. Then you're going to hook the other side right onto your hook, keeping it on there. And now we're going to take another single and we're gonna loop it around your hook three times. And this will go on the baby's body. So next part, we're gonna take two black rubber bands. Usually I just hold it on my middle finger like that so I can make the transfer. So, and hold it, creating some kind of tension there so it doesn't fall off. So I'm gonna bring the three rubber bands onto that two black rubber bands, and then I'm bring one side of the foot, the webbed feet, on there, and then we're gonna put my pointy finger inside the loop where the hook is, take off the hook, and I'm gonna go to the other side where my middle finger is and transfer it to the hook. I'm gonna grab the foot and turn my hook around and fish it through. And that's one side of your foot for your baby. And make sure you have a holding instrument. So mine will be a hook. And we're gonna put that there for later use. And now we'll do the other foot. Same process, we'll take two single rubber bands, wrap each around your hook four times. Two, three, four. Take a single rubber band, hold it on your middle finger using your thumb and pointed finger. Just slide those rubber bands onto your single orange rubber band and kind of adjust it so it's not too messy. And then put the other loop right onto your hook. Now we're going to take another single and loop it around three times on your hook, like so, and grab two single black rubber bands. Pull it, creating a little bit of tension so you can easily pull those three looped rubber band onto your black. And now pull one side of the foot onto the rubber band, stick your pointy finger in there, let go with the hook, go to the other side, grab it off your middle finger, grab the web feet and slip it right over and transfer it onto your holding hook. There are your two webbed feet. Now let's work on the beak. We're gonna take a single rubber band and we're gonna loop it four times around your hook. Then we're gonna take a single rubber band, double it, and we're gonna place it on the hook like that. And just pull those four little rubber bands, the one that was looped around four times, right onto your hook like that. There's his little beak. And now we're going to take a single black. We're going to transfer that right onto that. Rubber band. Now there's this beak. And you can put it aside for later when we're ready for the beak. And now we can do the arms. For the arms, I'm going to take first three single rubber bands, and I'm going to use my loom here. So three single rubber bands first. Put it on the third to the second pin at the bottom. Take two single rubber bands from the second to the first, and then we're going to take a single rubber band and loop it around four times at the bottom. Two, three, four. And I'm just going to go right under the capping rubber band, pull up the two single and loop it right onto itself. Again, the three and looping it right onto itself. And taking your holding instrument and just take his little flippers off. And let's do another one, same process. We're going to take three single rubber bands, put it on the third to the second, two single rubber bands from the second to the first bottom pegs, and then loop it four times around the bottom. And now we're going to hook it, reach under the capping rubber bands, pull the bottom two, hold your capping rubber band, pull it up again, his top of his wing or flippers, get your holding instrument, and take it off for later. And now we're going to do his eyes. And the color that I'm going to use are, I'm going to make his eyes blue, so since he's all black. So we're going to take that single blue first and wrap it around four times. And we're going to take this single white. We're going to go on the other side of the eyeball here, or the pupil. And we're going to wrap it around two times on that side and then bring it and wrap around two times on the other side. There, that's one eye. Scooch it up. Again, let's make the other eye. Wrap around your hook four times. Take a single white. Wrap around two times on the outer eye. And then the one closer to the other eye we've done, and then wrap it around two times on the other side of the pupil. And now here's the hard part. We're going to take a single black and we're going to carefully transfer all your eye parts here in that order onto your rubber band, and try to keep that order so that way your baby's eye can look very dough-like. So once you get it over, very carefully get the other side, and if you have to, pause the video at any time if I go too fast or if I'm going too slow, fast forward, but definitely use the pause and button if you have to. Because I've been told I go a little too fast. So there are the eyes. And we're gonna get a holding hook and transfer it onto there for later. And so we got the wings, the eyes, the beak, and the flippers. Now we're gonna do the tail. And for the tail, I'm going to do take two single rubber bands, double it, and put it on your peg here carefully. And take, it's a tiny little tail here. And if you want a thicker base here, thicker tail towards, like a fatter base towards the body, you can actually do, take three single rubber bands and double it and start here from the second, from the third to the second, then take two singles and wrap it, double it and wrap it around this one to that one, and then loop it around five times here at the end to keep it sharp. But I'm just gonna do two because he's tiny and we don't need that big of a tail. And when you do the tail, don't pull it out too much because then it separates too much from the body, but it kind of does anyways, but he still looks cute. So once you've looped it around, reach under the five capping rubber band and hook it right out very carefully, right onto itself. And now we're going to take a single black, because it's going to tie onto the body, and reach in side, turn your hook around so it doesn't catch your other rubber bands, and we're going to take that tail out very carefully. It's pretty tight, so you don't break your rubber bands. So there, kind of looks like the beak. Again, if you want to make it fatter towards the body, just put another set of rubber band using three and doubling it. Okay, now we're ready to make the body. So we're gonna start with a loom this way on the top of the loom, and I'll work sideways so you can see. So again, we're gonna start at the top, double or two rubber bands at a time from the top, and then one down. You can work from either side and do the other side here. Top to the side and then down one peg using two rubber bands at a time. And now I'm gonna make the cheek here. I'll stay to my pattern here. I always make it on the left side. So I'm gonna push this. This is the chin peg here. You wanna make sure that you push the rubber band all the way down so that way we can stack more above it, and then when we loop it, hook it, unhook it later, you don't have any problems getting it out, finding out the order. So again, we want to push it all the way down so it doesn't overlap, but yet it's at the very bottom. Now we're going to take two single black working at the center of the face, coming down, and two whites right there for his nose to his beak and right onto the chin. And now we're ready to do the body. So we're going to use black from the chin peg to the left side for me. Always two rubber bands and one peg down. And our baby's gonna be very, very, very baby-like here. Little fluffy little guy. So we're just gonna do that. And we're gonna do the other side. Again, two rubber band from the chin peg to the other side. And one peg down. So he should look like that so far. And now we're going to put his feet on. I'm gonna take the eye off here. I shouldn't put it on the same side, but the eye should remain, hopefully. Put it to the side. And now we're going to transfer the feet right onto these pegs. So whichever side you want to work with, just get it off of your holding instrument. and carefully transfer it, and try not to make the rubber band cross. So we have it like that. And now we're going to do the belly. So I'm gonna make this baby extra fluffy. So I'm gonna take three single rubber bands. I'm gonna put it from the chin down the middle to that next peg. And then we're gonna do four from this peg to this peg. Since he's so little, we can afford to use more rubber bands. So four single whites to make him extra fluffy, like that. And now we can cap his bottom off with a single black, and you can loop it around four times. Two, three, four, okay. Now we can put the wings on, the flippers, transfer it right onto his little arms there, the little shoulders. Like so. And now we can do his beak. And put it on the second peg from the top and center it like that and kind of fish it out. He's all a little twisted. There you go. And now we're gonna do the eyes on the same two pegs. And we're gonna carefully split them and bring it up above that center peg there. So that's what you have so far, and hopefully your eye will stay okay. If not, you might have to fidget a lot with it later to make it look right, because it's not gonna look right perfect off the loom anyways, and you'll have to fidget with it to make it look how you want the baby to look. So now we can get a single black to hold our face together. And I'm going to take another single black to hold the body together. And we can double it. You don't have to. I'm going to. It makes the body tighter, but if you want it a little fluffier, you can just do it just one rubber band. And you're going to put it in the triangle formation. Again, triangle formation here and triangle formation there. And now we are ready to hook. Fold. So we're gonna reach under the capping rubber band here, under his belly, and very carefully grab the four white belly, and you're gonna pull it up to itself. Pull it up very carefully onto itself. There, creating the teardrop, and I see that I missed one. So I'm gonna reach back in there. I'm gonna grab that one up because it was all the way down. Reach under the capping rubber band and pull that single onto itself. And then you can work on the side if you're already done this with this white one. And you're gonna reach in that under that capping rubber band and find the next top two, which should be the ones to the right for me. If you did the same, it should be the same, but if not, go to the other side. Okay, now again, get the last two and putting it onto itself, and make sure you hold your rubber band down so it doesn't slip off. Okay, there you go. And now we're gonna work up the sides of the body first. So you're gonna reach inside the peg, push everything back. and grabbing that rubber band and pulling it onto the shoulder peg and push it down. Push the arms, the wings, the flippers, whatever you want to call it, and put it onto the chin peg. Push that down, not too much because you'll smush the ones you'll need to look for. Oops. Start at the bottom here, near the foot. You want to catch that one first, otherwise our penguin will fall apart. So working up the sides like that, creating teardrops. Push back under the shoulder and onto the chin. And now we're going to grab the center of the body and right onto that chin peg right there. It's very, very thick right there. Lots of rubber bands. And you want to check to make sure you have teardrops, and a teardrop should be catching all your rubber bands. And now we're ready to work on the chin. So we're going to reach in there, just grab, pull everything back, and you should see all whites down there. And you're going to grab the top two. And if you do it correctly, it should be the two that goes right up. When you pull it, you can see it kind of move. And you're going to pull that right onto the middle of the face there. And now I'm going to reach in again and grab the next two, which should be the ones to the right. Pull it out very gently, very carefully. Put it onto itself. And the last two onto itself. And now we're gonna release some tension. If you want, just go ahead and take your back of your hook and just rotate it around that peg there. And now we're going to add his fluffy little cheeks. So take a single white rubber band, loop it around four times, and pull either side of the cheek rubber bands that you've just put to the sides, and pull those four rubber bands right onto it, and loop it right back onto your peg. There's one cheek. We do the other. One, two, three, four. Grab your holding. Put it onto there and back onto itself. And now we're going to finish looping up the sides of the face first. So we're going to reach in the peg either side, pull back. The rubber bands should be the eyes, the holding, and the other rubber bands that you should pull up, and creating the teardrop. Again, the other side, pull everything back, pull the bottom two rubber bands, pull it up, and continue up to the head, the top of the head there. And now we're going to do the center of the face. Go ahead and reach in and grab the bottom rubber bands there, and your baby is ready to come off the loom. And sorry if I'm out of frame, we try to, or I'm trying to make it closer for you to see. And so there you have it, and now we're ready to finish our baby. And before you take anything off, just check to make sure that everything is catching your. You have your teardrops are catching all your rubber bands, and we're going to reach in to the forehead right there and all the way out. Turn your hook around so it doesn't catch the other rubber bands and pull it right out of your peg there and creating the slip knot. And using the back of your hook, if you have to guide it. And gently, carefully pull it. Now we're ready to take him off the loom. So coming down his face. And start to see his face forming carefully. Not to break your rubber band because you are almost done. There's our sweet little penguin. Right there, his face is all smushed because he's so small. There he is. There's one eye. There's two eyes. Remember, you will need to adjust his eyes because it's very small and tight. And we're going to bring his beak out. There, just pull his little beak out and adjust it to how you want it. And adjust his sleepy eyes to just the way you want it. Again, it's going to take some adjusting. His eyes are going to move around a lot. And you can pull your rubber band around to try to adjust it, and even go to the back of your penguin to pull it. Pull out his arms and his feet. There's your baby. Again, my eyes are kind of going all over the place, but essentially you should have him like that. And now we're gonna add his little tail. So we're gonna reach in the back of his body, turn him around, and put your hook in. Get his tail, grab the hook, the two loops, and pull it right through. And with your fingers, open a gap and loop that tail around. There you go. And there's your baby. Again, you can adjust the eye. I'm not going to adjust it here because the video is long enough. And just push him, adjust him here and there. His cheeks are there. Then you can always tuck that in or leave him on the like that to make for the charm. And also you can make his body longer by making it not just one peg down but two. But I chose to make this newborn baby here, and you can make his brother by extending it just one peg down for the body, and the head should stay the same because the babies and the children should have shorter bodies. So there is your family of penguins. Thanks for watching.